Cheater and the Rude with Jeff Kreisler and Lee Papa, Thursdays at 8 p.m. Eastern Time on the Progressive Radio Network.
So I think Ron Paul would make a fine, fine president, don't you, Jeff?
Jawohl, Herr Kommandant.
Yes. Wouldn't you like to see Ron Paul out there talking to different world leaders?
I would like to see Ron Paul in a Pope-mobile, like a Paul-mobile.
A Paul-mobile. Yeah, that's good.
I think Ron Paul's a Muppet.
Do you?
At this point, I think he's a Muppet.
Do you even know anything about Ron Paul?
I know that a lot of people do that artistic maneuver with the revolution and make it look like it says Paul in the middle.
Yeah. Do you know what state he's from?
Texas.
Good, good, good. Do you know where he stands on anything?
Yeah.
Yeah? Give me a stand of Ron Paul's.
He wants there to be nothing. He wants us all to move to Somalia. He actually doesn't want to be president. He wants to have the conch on the Lord of the Flies Island.
Oh, that's good, that's good. What about, where does he stand on, say, his most popular view is on drugs. Where does he stand on drugs?
Let them be legalized.
Yes.
It's
yes.
All let the free market, people's freedom work it out. Let's get rid of the Fed. Let's get rid of all sorts of affirmative action. Let's get rid of all the public goods. Let's just get raw. Let's get fucking crazy. Let us give everyone a plastic knife and a cock, and just see what happens.
A plastic knife and a cock?
Yeah.
And what would one do with a plastic knife and a cock?
That is up to the individual. Why should I, the government, tell people what to do with a plastic knife and a cock?
That's very intriguing. By the way, you're listening to Cheater in the Rude on Progressive Radio Network. I'm Lee Papa, writer of the blog The Rude Pundit.
And I'm Jeff Kreisler, who doesn't feel like I have to mention what it is that I do and want you to go check out every time. But nonetheless, I'm very needy also.
And you can also check me out on Twitter at Rude Pundit.
That's great. So, what is it about Ron Paul that got you so horntastic that you had to mention him on this 3 days before Christmas show, on this show of shows, on this third night of Hanukkah show? There are, Ron Paul would be a good actor playing, like, the uncle that you're not sure if he's creepy or not. I'm not saying he's creepy.
No, he's creepy. Are you kidding? I have had so many dreams of Ron Paul molesting me, of Ron Paul cupping my balls in his hands and then rubbing them together, evil style.
Ron Paul would play Gandalf in a 1970s version of Lord of the Rings.
Ooh, that's nice. That's nice.
Don't you think?
Yes. Do you know what else he is right now?
A plastic fork cock man.
He is leading the Republican field for the nomination for president.
Well, of course. Why are you surprised?
Do you know that? So next is Mitt Romney, then Newt Gingrich, then Michelle Bachmann, then Rick Perry, then Rick Santorum.
Santorum is going to rise out of the Santorum someday and get to be number
Santorum
one.
Is actually having a moment. Did you know that?
Yeah, well, he's been festering in his Santorum for so long.
Dude, you're trying too hard to work in Santorum. Do you want to define Santorum for everybody who may not know what Santorum
no.
is? No, you should.
No, if I were to define it, would be trying too hard.
No. You need to own up to your joke. What is Santorum?
Santorum is a... Was he elected once?
No. What Dan Savage, the columnist, did in order to destroy Rick Santorum.
Santorum is the frothy mixture of cum and fecal matter that oozes out the anus after anal sex.
The ghost in the control room is correct. That is, in fact, what Santorum is.
You know, Ron Paul would play Santorum in the 1970s version of Frothy Mixture.
Yes.
Which was a bounce.
I think that was an America song.
Was American the ones who did sailing? Who did sailing?
That was Christopher Cross.
Oh, same thing.
America did Horse with No Name. And through the desert on a horse with no name.
Who did the... And the color girls go, doot-doot-doot.
That would be Lou Reed. What the fuck does that have to do with anything?
Been Through the Desert has the same sort of metronome thing, beat, as a horse with a name. Been through the desert on a horse with a name.
The ghost looks appalled. The ghost looks absolutely appalled.
The point is that those two songs are similar, just like Ron Paul, Rick Santorum, and Michelle Bachman are similar. And if you're going to stop me with one of those Would You Rathers, you can stop me now, because goddammit, I can't get the energy up for how redunculous this stupid primary is. It's fucking, which pro wrestler would you rather see in a fucking singlet?
Which pro wrestler would you rather see?
I'd like to get fucking...
Come on, Princeton! Come on, Princeton! Which pro wrestler would you like to see?
I'd like to see fucking Herman Cain back in the ring.
Herman Cain's not a professional wrestler!
He
Come
is.
On! Come on, Princeton!
Are you taunting me?
I am.
I will fucking get on the rope, and I will fucking superfly snooka your ass.
Yeah, but you still can't name a wrestler.
What do you mean I can't? I'm saying the politician, the fucking
You
cock
are
monkeys.
Still not naming a wrestler.
Okay, fucking Randy Macho Man Savage. Hulk Hogan, fucking Dr. Obvious. Rowdy Roddy Piper from They Live, which was one of the most underrated libertarian movies
of
all time.
Could you give me a wrestler that is currently wrestling?
That is currently wrestling? I don't know, fucking the Senna. What's that guy? Mark Senna. The Tim Senna. The guy that's all, like, shaved. Like, you must follow military rule. You know that dude. He's all fucking hairless. They're all hairless now, man. What happened in the good old days when you could fucking lose yourself for a while in the kind of scruff and
you,
sweat?
When was the last time you saw a hairy wrestler?
Probably the Iron Sheik. Probably been 10 years, 15 years.
The Iron Sheik? The Iron Sheik was bare.
Yeah. The Iron Sheik, by the way, given the chance, would lead the Republican nominating field for all, because he at least is true to his principles. What the fuck is... like, conservative? What are conservative fucking principles? Listen to my voice. I'm not even a man anymore.
I would just like to tell you, man, I don't know a single current professional wrestler.
I didn't think you did. I thought you were just goading me. Much like Ron Paul! Lee, I would like you to lead the Republican field for a while.
Yeah, yeah. You know what I would have to do? I would just have to do crazy shit. I could say something racist. What is it Ron Paul said that was racist in his newsletters? I'm sorry, he doesn't claim he wrote it. But he did say that black people run faster than everybody else, and therefore they make good purse snatchers. So be careful of black people. Was that the exact quote, Ghost? Oh, you don't know, Ghost? The ghost in the control room does not know. And Ron Paul also used to have his newsletter, the Freedom Newsletter. It was linked to by the ultra right wing white nationalist hate site Stormfront. They love the Ron Paul.
You know, Stormfront, actually, that he thought that was a weather and gay marriage predicting service.
Yes, but they love the Ron Paul there.
Of course.
You know what? Because they're libertarians. You know what libertarians believe? If you believe libertarianism to the Ron Paul extent?
Just fucking give everybody a fork and a cock.
That...
Am I wrong? I mean, maybe there's some meta, but just like fucking go into the arena with what you got, and maybe we'll be nice enough to give everyone a fucking fork. Otherwise, it's cocks to the wind.
Because Ron Paul is such a libertarian, he did not believe in the Civil Rights Act.
Of course not, because that's government interference.
That is government interference. If I want to hate black people, I want to ban black people from my restaurant, I should be allowed to do so. I should be allowed to do so.
Absolutely.
You know, I would ban Koreans.
Why is that? Is that because they goad newscasters into mocking them?
Yes, that's exactly why I would ban Koreans.
I don't know enough about that story to...
No. We'll come back to that story. We'll come back to that story. So anyway, Ron Paul rose this week, is now the top, the cream of the crop, the Santorum of the crop, if you will. And
he's like the Frank Sinatra of the something, something, something metaphor.
Yes, and Newt Gingrich, who last week I believe we were talking about is how splendiferous Newt Gingrich is.
I wish he would stick around. I wish. Oh,
he will. He will. He's not going anywhere. He's trying to sell
books. He's predestined. He's self-predestined to be the
and now
Jesus of tomorrow.
He's sinking like a rock. A rock, not a rock. He's sinking like, although a rock is sinking, but we can get to that in a minute. He's sinking like a stone. Do you know why?
Because he's a fucking evil spirit.
Yeah, because people all of a sudden woke up and went, oh, wait a second.
Newt is like...
It's Newt Gingrich!
He's the creature that crawls out of the Santorum. He's like, you know those evolution maps that show, like, tadpole through standing person?
Mm-hmm.
He's like the second or third step, but instead of coming out of, like, primordial ooze, he comes out of Santorum.
There was a man this week by the name of Tom Sorensen in Iowa, from Iowa City, Iowa. And he walked up to Newt Gingrich when Newt Gingrich was meet and greeting people at a market. And Tom Sorensen said, you know what? Said this right to Newt Gingrich's face. And said,
you're a fucking asshole.
That's what he said. He said that right into Newt Gingrich's fat fucking face.
Tom the plumber.
Tom Sorensen, who, I don't know what he is. I don't know if he's a child molester. I don't know if he...
Why is that the first...
Because I fear child molesters more than anybody.
Oh, okay.
Because
that's a rational fear.
Yes, because I don't know if he's if he helps deliver babies. I don't know if he's good or evil. No matter what about him, he is America's greatest hero for just that moment.
Look at what's
for looking
to me.
Right into Newt Gingrich's eyes and saying,
you're a fucking asshole.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Could you do that, Jeff?
I don't know.
Have you ever confronted a political figure in that way?
I have not confronted a political figure in that way. There is a memory I have, though, of not shaking the hand and giving the tongue-to-asshole treatment to someone of that, not of that nature. Shit, what
who?
Was it?
Who was it?
I don't know.
You don't remember?
I have a memory. Oh, William Rehnquist. William Rehnquist came and spoke at my law school.
Yes.
And I had the opportunity with all of the other, I guess it's not senior class, whatever the fuck we were, to...
Where was this?
Go meet UVA.
So Princeton went to UVA. All right.
And, you know, Lee, what kind of name is that? I don't know. And I just kind of, like, I walked in line, and I didn't shake it. And, like, people in front of me shook his hand, told him how great he was, and I just kind of gave him a nod. I realize that's not exactly taking a stand and calling the guy a fucking douche, but...
Right. For people who don't know, UVA is not Ultraviolet Academy. It is actually University of Virginia. We're not all in the know.
You know, remember earlier when you were saying I was trying too hard on the Santorum thing?
Yes. So, yes?
So is that why Jeff doesn't have a career as a lawyer?
Ooh, wow, perhaps. This is getting brutal in
so
here.
So you think that
oh,
that
ghost.
Rehnquist,
oh, ghost.
That Rehnquist,
oh, Rehnquist actually
has the power, because he can't be connected to doing something so petty as sabotaging my legal career, he has the power to get psychics and other metaphysical actors who can put the spirits inside of me to not even pursue the career. That is fucking brilliant.
To steer you into the ghetto of progressive commentary.
Yes. I don't know that ghetto is a dirty and strong and a hopelessness enough word. I don't know that muck and grime and despair really covers whatever it is that we do.
Still, I admire
Shantytown.
Still, I admire.
You know, District 9, it all turned out. Okay, I could be that guy. I could be the fucking alien guy that ends up...
You know, though I admire the stand you took in not shaking his hand. I've often wondered. I once thought when I was doing something over at the Fox News studio, what would happen if I ran into, say, if somebody introduced me to, say, Glenn Beck or Sean Hannity, and they wanted to shake hands, what I would do, and would I consciously make an effort to not shake their hand?
I have forced myself to not fantasize about Megyn Kelly.
There you go. There you go. I have not...
We've gone beyond handshaking, haven't we?
Yes, yes. We're shaking our cock and with a fork. And but let me tell you what... can I tell you the one brave moment I had, like Tom Sorensen saying...
To fuck you.
Fucking asshole?
Yes, to Newt Gingrich.
You can, but I want to do a little some sort of intro. Rude pundits normally cowered behind the keyboards, but one time he got a sack. All right, go ahead. Tell me the story.
Wow. It's a pre-Christmas mutual flaying going on here on Cheater and the Rude. It's going to be savage by the end. So...
This is as Jesus intended.
Yes.
Two sort of Jews kind of talking to seven people.
Watching over their flocks by night.
Yes, exactly. Yes. Come, my listeners, come. And so one time, totally true story. Dan Quayle speaking at the college where I was in Louisiana. And
oh, Louisiana.
Yes, yes, that makes me real. And then... So Dan Quayle was coming out. I couldn't get into the actual speech, but I was in the line for mm-hmm. him leaving. And this was when Dan Quayle was actually Vice President of the United States.
Mm.
Do you remember whose Vice President he was?
H.W.
Bush, yes. And so Dan Quayle put his hand out.
I don't like that you're asking me so many fucking questions tonight. what are you fucking... Tell your story.
And so Dan Quayle put out his hand, and I thought, split second, I thought, what can I say? What can I say to Dan Quayle? What can I say that would actually have some meaning in his life? And Dan Quayle stuck out his hand, and I looked at him and said, right in his face, "You're stupid." And then he just looked at me for a second and moved on.
That's cool. Did you see the...
I'm sorry, what did the ghost in the
steam have? We have sizzling moments of political heroism from Stanley Kowalski and F. Scott Fitzgerald here. Is there a tiebreaker episode?
Do you have an episode?
No, between you. It's a tie between you.
Oh, between you guys? Well, I thought you could just conquer us both and stand on our shoulders.
Because I'm deluded, I consider what a political statement of spitting in the eye of a metaphorical leader of the free world when I turn down $220,000 job offers. It's not... Look, I don't have real heroism, but I've turned that...
Here.
No, okay, forget the math. The point is, I consider...
This was in the 90s when that mattered.
Yeah, look, when I graduated from the Ultraviolet University Law School... And then a little bit after, I got job offers as a fucking 20, early 20-something, I'm a kid, as an 18-year-old, I got job offers for $120,000 to be a lawyer at a big corporate law firm. Well, how did I just pronounce law?
Lawyer?
Lawyer
firm.
Law firm.
May be what tripped you up.
Yes, and I turned them down, and I realized... It's not really on par, but look, I was
dude,
talking about...
Dude, your purity is something
Jesus,
I admire.
No, stop.
I admire your purity.
I'm not asking for
I it. Admire your rejection of creature comforts.
Thank you.
For your child. And so, can I tell you one other moment? This is my other moment of nobility was...
One time, the rude pundit sent an email to a guy he didn't agree with. That was his most daring thing until this story. It was strongly worded with exclamation points in excess of three. The world was changed. One bold... All caps word at a time. Go on.
No. Do you have the fork?
This is the fork, my friend.
Yes, and I'm feeling it right in my cock.
Ron Paul 2012.
So, you know what? Fuck it. It was just a time I almost got...
Tell the story. I stumbled through my fucking law job thing.
William Rehnquist was actually on the Supreme Court. This was Edwin Meese. Do you even remember who Edwin fucking Meese is?
Yeah, he was the guy before the beard guy.
He was the Attorney General. And
oh, I'm thinking Surgeon General.
Yeah, Attorney General, not Surgeon General. And anyway, I started questioning him at a forum, and he wouldn't give me an answer to a question, and I kept confronting him until I was dragged out by the campus security.
You were in college at the time?
That would have been, yes.
I don't need a year, but you were in college.
I was in college at the time.
That's good.
So.
Oh, my other move against authority was... Forget it.
Yeah?
No, there's no way. It's a real thing I did, but I was going to make it spin it like I thought it was actually really against power, but it's really kind of douchey. But then I realized it's just too douchey.
What, did you,
spin.
Did you like...
No, I petitioned for...
TP, you know, Rumsfeld's house?
Let me just say it quickly, then we can move on. In law school, you had to do this application to get on, like, Law Review and all these fucking journals, and you had to do it over spring break.
Was this a...
And I petitioned to make it not over spring break so that we could all go on vacation.
Fight the power, motherfucker. Fight the power.
I wanted
that
to spin that into some horrible, entitled bullshit.
No.
And the problem is I can't spin it into that because that's what it is. It's horrible, entitled, fucking... I need my ski week is what
you
that was.
You can spin it into a National Lampoon movie.
Exactly.
It already is.
I can
Harold and Kumar jerk each other off.
Yes. Wow. I helped shut down the Chilean basketball team, but you know, that's a story for another day.
Yeah,
that's a story for another day. So, so that was Newt Gingrich.
Really, that was
Newt
Gingrich?
Yeah, that was Newt Gingrich.
I realize I am the definition of first world problems.
Are you?
My two of my three stories were turning down $120,000 and trying to not have law review tryouts over spring break.
No. You see,
but
you need to separate these stories, my friend. You need to separate these stories. One of them is embracing your status, your privileged status. The other one is rejecting your privileged status. And so I believe that in rejecting your privileged status, you actually come up with another privileged status, and that is the privileged status of the working man.
Okay.
I know. Fuck me. I know.
I'll take it.
Are you saying Jeff is FDR?
No.
Well, okay, good.
No. He can walk.
Do. Give us a would you rather. As our listeners know, we frequently, although we haven't done it in a while, have would you rathers for our guests that are often dirty, involving Michelle Bachmann's scrotum. Yes, she has one. And other items.
What?
Here.
She has a chain.
So we do this would-you-rather thing every...
Do you want to tell them what's from? Do you want to make it seem like I'm a good guy? I got Lee a holiday present. That's
a big, thick
book. He
apparently went to the bargain aisle of Barnes & Noble this evening before coming here.
Way to make me...
Jewy?
Generosity. Not feel genuine.
I'm sorry. You know what? I appreciate this, and it's a beautiful gesture.
No, it's fine.
No, it's a beautiful gesture.
It's fine.
No, I feel good about it. And it's a book called Would You Rather.
And not as dirty or as political as we normally do. But
No. But it, you know...
We can make them
with a font borrowed from Laffin and a 3-inch spine, which I think is the maximum allowed for paperbacks.
If you know what I mean.
Yes. So, it's got charming questions in it, like... here's a Hanukkah one for you, Jeff.
Give it to me.
Which would you rather use as a sex toy?
Mm-hmm.
A cafeteria tray or a menorah?
Huh. Now, I don't know that those are really comparable. It's kind of like comparing apples and dildos. Like, what is... I mean, a sex tray...
Dude...
All I know is, I know what's going through your mind, both of you, is how many copies did this piece of shit book sell?
Right.
Compared to our books.
Compared to your books.
Oh, God, when I pick up a fucking book that costs the same as the book that I researched and wrote for like a year and a half, and it's like
pictures other people send in with like a three-word caption for 300 pages.
And a stick figure and a diaper.
And they fucking have a TV show out of it. It makes me want to just get on internet radio and tell the world.
Do you know what I would like to tell the world about book selling?
I think I would like to know what you'd like to tell.
I believe it's known as bookmongering.
Bookmongering. I am going to hump my book right now for you. I'm going to, right now...
I'm averting my eyes.
Yes, please do. Please do. Because there will be forks and cocks involved.
Santorum.
And Santorum will result. My book, The Rude Pundit's Almanac, had a 2011 edition. And now I have an option for putting out a 2012 edition. But here's the deal. The deal is that my publisher, the scum-fucking pigs at OR Books, have made me have to hold my book hostage. I have to... No, actually, they're very nice people, but it sounds cool if I say they're scum-fucking pigs.
Just go with it.
Go with it. The scum-fucking pigs at OR Books have said that I must sell 500 copies in pre-sale in order to publish the 2012 edition, a new edition.
Wait, 500?
500.
How many people listen to this podcasting?
I would guess
500,000. If just 0.1% of our listeners get off their fucking sit around and listen to podcasts on their yoga treadmill tofu and
go to orbooks.com/rudepundit or just orbooks.com and look for my book. And if 500 of you pre-buy it,
pre-buy?
Well, buy it.
Shut up, ghost.
I bought it with money, and I read it in one sitting. It was fucking hilarious, and I enjoyed it quite a bit.
The ghost, by the way, writes for The Daily Show.
Yeah.
And won an Emmy for writing for The Daily Show. Is that correct,
right,
ghost?
It sits on top of my copy of your book. Just
there you go.
General consciousness of my apartment.
Wow.
Point being, the book is fucking great, and... anyone who doesn't buy it is a cunt.
Yes. So all of you cunts out there that haven't bought the book.
It really is absolutely a page turner.
Well, thank you.
I loved it.
And then.
I qualify that because I know you, though.
Yeah, yeah. So you could hear my voice.
But
going,
if you don't know him, it's even better.
So that you can imagine what I'm doing while I'm writing it. Anyway, if you buy 500 copies are
not
bought,
each person doesn't have to buy 500.
No, no,
yes,
no.
Yes, they do.
If 500 copies are bought, there will be a 2012 edition updated with new material, including
and cartoons
and more stuff,
and
including
scratch and sniff.
Yes. What?
And pop
Lee, up. Don't you have a blog that's read by like several thousand people
pop
a day?
Pop up scratch
thousands
and sniff.
Of people a day,
and they
read
can't,
my blog
after years of reading your blog for
eight
free. They
and
can't
a
fork
half
over
years. You know how much I've written? Do you want to know how much I've written?
How
if I'm going to go into self-pity mode?
No, it's not self-pity, but you tell them how these readers can't fucking fork over a few bucks for all you've done.
Okay. $10 for
Jeff,
the e-book.
They're all homebound with C2 injuries and cannot lift their arms to turn a page, but that was very insensitive.
Send the fucking e-book then!
E-book, $9.99 for
the
e-book.
That's true, they could blink
to turn the page. Yes, yeah. Yes. E-book is $9.99. If enough people buy it, if 500 people buy it, there will be an updated edition featuring new stuff, including a history of the Herman Cain campaign
with
dirty limericks and possibly scratch and sniff.
All of which I
snatch
promise in a legally binding way on Lee
yes.
Papa's behalf.
And also a look at
your scrotum.
And my scrotum and Occupy Wall Street. Maybe various pictures of my scrotum at Occupy Wall Street. Mm-hmm. And also a game who wants to be a Republican vice presidential candidate. And more! More!
Just
what
fucking
more could
do
you
it.
Ask?
Everybody, just do it. I promised a friend of mine, he wrote a book called Pinstripe Defection, which is very funny. It's about the Yankees and financial corruption.
Who wrote this book?
Clay McKinney. He's a former banker. We were going to do a whole thing pimping out all sorts of favorite books. Maybe we'll the next show. Since we don't believe in stuff, we'll do it after the holidays.
Yes. What else would you like to pimp?
That was it. That was all I remember. I was going to make a big list, but
oh,
I don't have
okay.
time. And
no,
we got
neither
like,
did
we
I.
We got like 30 seconds left.
Oh,
so,
oh shit. We should start the theme song.
Would you rather?
Would I rather?
Have a fantastic holiday or a wonderful New Year?
I would rather have a wonderful New Year.
Ghost? New Year or...
Is that just one day or is it the whole year?
Whatever answer you want to be... Just... This is Cheater in the Rude.
I'm Jeff Chrysler. Follow us on the Twitter at Jeff Chrysler or on Facebook, Cheater in the Rude.
And I'm Lee Papa at Rude Pundit. You guys have a great holiday. We will.